This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we've got the details on Alex Bregman's contract, and I want to get into that in just a second. But Rich, you mentioned, I think it was before the show, you and I were talking. I lose track sometimes. The before the show and in the show blend in together. No, that's a good thing that it does. It means it's conversational all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But Ken Rosenthal had a piece on The Athletic about the Astros wanting to extend Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, something that we've been talking about a bunch on this show, and that's something a lot of Astro fans have been talking about, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think confirming the suspicions of a lot of people, right? I mean, they wouldn't be doing their due diligence if there wasn't some feeler put out by either side.
Correct.
And yes, Ken Rosenthal, to quote, the Astros are discussing extensions with right-handers Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. Rosenthal goes on to note, Sean, that in the last 3 years, there have been 43 contract extensions before the season. Only one of them has been for $100 million or more. We added a fifth one to this preseason today with Goldschmidt getting his $100+ million from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, you know what I think it's a byproduct of, Rich? And obviously Alex Bregman was the one prior to that getting his $100 million extension that we're going to talk about here in just a second. Because I think if you look at this new Bregman contract, I think there may be some clues as to what the Astros' plans might be or what they hope they might be with Verlander and Cole. But I think it's what you're talking about, the big extensions now becoming a thing, players choosing to extend early with their existing employers, I think is a byproduct of the stale free agent market that we've seen the last few years, where I get it. Ultimately, guys like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and J.D. Martinez last year, Jake Arrieta, ultimately those guys wind up getting big contracts, maybe not as big as they were led to believe they would get.
That's right.
But ultimately they wind up getting big contracts. I feel like this is a byproduct of guys maybe not wanting to have to deal with an entire offseason of uncertainty like that. And certainly guys feeling like the grass isn't always greener on the other side. My existing team's making a fair offer to me. I want to be here for the long haul. I want to be a foundational piece. I don't want to be a soldier for hire, that kind of thing.
Yeah, this is a good thing that this is being reported, that the Astros are in discussions with Cole and Verlander. That said, Rosenthal writes, and I think we've talked about this, and I think we all agree, that it's unlikely that they're going to get anything done. He mentions that Cole, as a Scott Boras guy, more than likely is going to want to probably test the market next offseason and see if he can join the $100 million-plus club, especially at his age, if he puts up another big year. He also references the short-term high-dollar possibility for Verlander, one you've advocated, 3 years, $90
million. Those are the numbers I've thrown around.
Yes, which I think is a perfect suggestion to try to get Verlander to hang around. But he's also sort of casting doubt about whether Verlander would be interested in settling for something like that, especially if he puts up another – I mean, he was runner-up for the Cy Young last year, especially if he puts up another Hall of Fame season.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that, Rich, about Verlander's hesitancy on it, would be, one, Verlander has intimated that he's open to it this offseason. So he's said the words, I might want to do that. I like it here in Houston.
He's also admitted to the likelihood he may have to settle for a shorter-term deal than he'd like.
Yeah, and by the way, the deal I'm proposing, as you mentioned, 3 years. My proposal, for those who don't know, has been, let's get Verlander on a deal. 3 years, $90 million bucks. Give him an opt-out after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a raise over what he's making right now. He's making $28 million a year.
It's the sort of scaled back, taking care of core players capable of leading you to a championship that they are starting to become known for, whether it's the Altuve deal or now the Bregman deal.
Yeah, it's almost like their building process, Rich, is a flavor of what the Texans are doing this offseason. I know there's going to be people out there like, how can you compare the Astros to the Texans? Because everybody seems to be down on how slow the Texans are moving this offseason. But I do think philosophically both organizations are very similar to each other in that they would rather extend and give gigantic contracts to known in-house commodities than go shopping outside the organization and wondering how big-ticket guys might fit in. Even though Cole and Verlander were guys they brought in on trades, they were trades that were very lopsided towards the Astros.
And I know you know this, Sean, but obviously the Astros are at the forefront of talent identification and development. The same cannot be said for the Texans at this point in their organization.
No, probably.
And that's a big difference, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the two sports are very different in how you develop guys,
they
obviously.
They are, but if there's a scale of grading ability to identify and develop talent, the Texans are far behind the Astros.
They are. There's no question. They need to be better at that. They absolutely do. Here's what I think, Rich. When I went and did some digging on the exact year-by-year numbers on Bregman's contract, you mentioned the $10 million signing bonus that he got in 2019, which essentially amounts to most of his income this year. I'm guessing it's a $10 million signing bonus plus this $600,000 salary that's going to be paid out over the course of the year.
Right.
In 2020 through 2022, here's how the money is spread out for Alex Bregman. I think this
when the extension truly kicks in.
When the five-year extension kicks in, I think this is noteworthy. It's not spread out evenly, $20 million a year over the next 5 years. 2020 through 2022, so the next three seasons after this one, it's only $11 million per year. So it's $33 million over the next 3 years after this. And then there's this big, huge bump up in 2023 and 2024 to $28.5 million each of those years. So there's a $17 million difference.
That's a team-friendly deal.
Well, here's
That's
look.
Definitely a team-friendly deal.
Here's what
I'm
think.
I'm amazed, actually, that Bregman agreed to that.
Here's what. Well, he's going to get his
$100 million in the hand. In hand. So I get it.
He's going to get his money eventually.
But he's got to wait for a lot of it.
For more than half of it, he's got to wait till the last 2 years. Here's and I'm not. I don't think you are. None of us are crying any tears for Alex Bregman.
Guaranteed. Come on.
Yeah,
this is not the NFL.
They could have just let him go to arbitration the next few years. You know what
right.
I mean? Like those $28.5 million those last 2 years would have been his first 2 years of free agency.
So I guess it's possible to have a team friendly deal that's also player friendly.
I guess. I mean, that's.
But the first thing I think of is team friendly with those first 3 years.
Yeah. Here's my first thought when I saw the way this was spread out, Rich. Again, and we're talking about Alex Bregman's contract and what it could mean to signing another big-ticket guy in-house for the Astros. When I see it spread out this way, instead of the 5 years after the season just being 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, when it's 11, 11, 11, and then it bumps way up to $28.5 million the next couple years after that, my thought is that maybe they're trying to maneuver the space because there's somebody that's going to be a big-ticket guy that's a short-termer in those first 3 years. And that's why when I look at that, Rich, I look at that and I say, this feels like a contract that's set up for them to be retaining Verlander friendly.
Yes, let's call it what it is. I mean, what you're describing is a scenario that makes it a lot easier for the Astros to, say, offer Verlander 3 years, $90 million. And make no mistake, I think 3 years, $90 million gets his attention.
I would hope so.
I think that's something he would consider.
And I don't think it's unreasonable either. I think not at all. That's, you know, if he is who we think he is and we think he's going to be that way for the next 3 or 4 years, which I personally do.
Yeah.
I just personally think that position, that style of pitching is one that if you keep yourself in shape, which he is maniacal about, I think it carries into his early 40s.
And the Astros have the luxury also of saying to Justin Verlander, name us a better situation than what you're in right now. Now, for very few years in the history of the Astros organization, could management go to a player and say, you can't do better than you're doing right now. This is another in the long series of uncharted territories for this franchise. They can sit down with a Hall of Famer and say, listen, we can talk about it, but there's not a better situation out there for you than right
here.
They
can actually point to a roster, Rich, that still has superstars in their prime locked down for the next 3 years, for the duration of what that contract would be.
Is all this praise of the Astros going to get boring at some point?
No, I don't think so.
To blow me away.
If they get off to a slow start, maybe it starts to sound a little faint, you know. But
you mean like 11 and 14?
Yeah, and then hopefully they straighten it out and become the three seed or whatever. But I looked at this contract, Rich, with Bregman and the way it's structured, and the first thought that popped into my head is this is a puzzle as much as it is a contract. It's a two-person puzzle.
Yeah.
And one of the pieces is Bregman's deal, and it's shaped like a backwards L. The piece that fits in as the upside-down L where it's getting all that money in the 20 through 2022,
right.
And I'm on radio right now, so Rich is benefiting from my visual
I'm doing. I get it.
But it's a puzzle. It's Alex Bregman got a great contract, but I feel like there could be a Bregman-Verlander puzzle going on with those two deals where they just fit in hand in glove perfectly.
I'm I mentioned something a moment ago, Sean, and I know we got to hit a quick timeout here. I'm so fascinated by the franchise to franchise comparisons here in Houston, and how, I mean, think of what would be necessary for the Texans to be viewed as favorably as the Astros and Rockets are viewed right now in this town in terms of team building skills, retaining player skills, contending for championships, in the Astros' case, winning a championship.
I think, Rich, and we can probably spend a segment on this later
You're right.
I think just to give you the short answer now, because we do need to hit a break, Brian Gay needs to knock the 2019 draft out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
He needs to destroy this year's draft.
Yeah,
he needs to have an even better draft than he had last year.
And with all due respect to the Astros, who won a championship, and the Rockets, Sean, this town would enjoy a Texans championship more than any other championship.
Agreed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.